All right, how to escape a Jezebel part 7 of 10. I think I've pretty much hit it from every side already. If you have any kind of biblical knowledge at all or life experience, you should already know how to do it. Anybody who's selfish, pretty much know what the deal is, you know. It's all about me, 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 me. Queen bee, me, me. Queen bee, wannabe, me, me, me. Agent Smith, it's me. It's me too. The hive mind. The culture lie. The bloodline lie. They want to be worshipped. It's all about pleasure. It's not about duty, it's about, and duty and sacrifice is about want to be worshipped. They want to be worshipped. Listen to their words. Everything out of their mouth reveals what they are. They will tell you what they are. They will actually tell you, if you pay attention, it's little glitches, because Queen Bee Jezebel, Satanic Jezebel, out of the heart the mouth speaks. So they have to speak these words, and it's like little glitches in the matrix. And if you're an empath and you're not a psychopath, you can't believe these people actually exist, but they do. The stuff they're drawn to on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or whatever they watch, you know, the stuff that makes them laugh, that's part of it. If they laugh at evil, it's pretty easy, you know. If they're loose with their tongue and loose with their behavior and actions and loose with who they hang out with, you know, birds of a feather flock together, you know, tells you what they are. If the satanic, narcissistic Jezebel psychopath hangs out with other satanic, narcissistic Jezebel psychopaths, then that's pretty much what they like. Think about it. That's what they are. If Jezebel takes no rebuke, and she doesn't, no accountability, and if you call her out, and you call her out in normal tone, you're kind the whole time you're around Jezebel. You're kind, and you say, well, you know, that's not right. She can raise her voice and yell and scream and call you every name in the book, which is abuse, and then she flips it around. You were very kind and nice the whole time, and then she calls you abusive when you were kind. Every time you were near her, you were just kind and patient. And she flips out and flips everything around, even to the point where you might be sitting there and she's flipping out and you're just looking at her, trying to de-escalate everything. And she says, you're trying to make me look bad by staying calm. What are you talking about? Who's watching us? Is this a Truman Show? Is there a cam? Are you recording this or something? You're trying to make me look bad by staying calm. No, you're making yourself look bad to yourself. I don't know who you are trying to impress, but if you feel like you look bad in front of somebody, maybe you look bad in front of yourself. Maybe that's a demon speaking, and you're not even self-aware, you know? Jezebel's usually dumb, and so they slip up. They'll say another man's name, or they'll say something in conversation that you never talked about. So they're saying it to somebody else, but they forget that who you are, because they've got too many people, too many games, you know, playing. So they usually slip up and say somebody else's name, or they say, remember when we did this? We never did that together. What are you talking about? That was some other dude, I guess. They don't remember what you did together. They don't remember the conversations because there's somebody else, or two or three or four or five. they call you by a different name. How to catch a Jezebel. And there's no reason to get mad or angry, because it's not really you. It's them. You just prayed to God and God revealed it to you and you walk away. Lord, what is this, real? Is this fake? Is this, what's going on? Please make it so clear that I don't have to question it ever again. And you, God will answer that prayer, because think about it. God doesn't want you stuck with a Jezebel. And so he wants you to, the narcissistic Jezebel, he's going to remove from you. And if you pray and agree with God that you don't want to be yoked up or unequally yoked together with a narcissistic Jezebel, psychopath, satanic creature, he's going to answer that prayer. Lord, give me a sign that's so clear that nobody can deny it, not even the Jezebel. And guess what happens? Jezebel slips up, because God is in control. The queen bee Jezebel, who thinks they have their fake reality bubble that they own and control, they think they are in control of this reality, they have to slip up. They actually are telling you from the get-go what they are. They'll say stuff like, I don't have any empathy. What? Where'd that come from? And then they talk so fast, you forget, you almost forget they even said it. But that's something you don't forget right there. I don't like people. What? I don't like kids. What? I don't like being around kids or children. What? Are you a everything out of your mouth, psychopath? What's going on here? I'm a Proverbs 31. Can you hand me that bottle of wine right there that's in my refrigerator? I got to drink me two bottles of wine so I can get tipsy, so I don't lose my cool. What? Wait a minute. The Proverbs 5, 7, and 9 woman, yeah, they're going to get drunk. The Proverbs 31, I don't see her ever getting drunk. I'd see her managing her house well, and a sober-minded woman. Drugs, drinking, cursing, lying, cheating, confusion, chaos, no sound doctrine, no truth, not able to rightly divide the truth, can't hear you when you speak the truth, and when you say this is the blood of his cross, and they go throw a fit because you talk about the blood of his cross. The Bible's true from Genesis to Revelation, and they don't believe that? Come on. They don't even know what that means, I guess. It's easy to escape a Jezebel if you just open your ears, clean your ears, put a Q-tip in your ear, and clean out the wax, because it's going to come out of her mouth, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Everybody reveals what's in the heart. Man, I'm sorry, a drunkard. Any kind of drunkard. Man or woman is a Jezebel spirit, because they don't want to face themselves. Why would somebody have an addiction to drink? Well, think about that. And then they go to AA, and AA says you're always going to be an alcoholic. You just have to deal with it every day. No. You're human just like I am. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You get your identity in Christ, you break all bonds, you break all strongholds, you break all ties and bonds and strongholds, and you walk away from whatever it is that's enslaving you, because the truth will set you free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If Jesus sets you free, you can break all strongholds. If you can't, you're probably not saved. I'm sorry. That is the way it is. And go cry me a river if you want to. I don't really care. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And if you can't deal with that truth, yeah, maybe I am abusive, because I'm telling you the absolute truth, that Jesus sets you free. And if you're still a slave to the devil, to the lies, to the strongholds, to the delusions, to the matrix, to whatever you want to say, to your flesh, if you're still a slave to your flesh, the world, and the pride of life, and you want to be seen, and you want to be top dog, and it's all about you, and you don't want to take up your cross and follow Jesus, you want people to follow you, you don't want to submit to some man, you want a man to submit to you, you've turned everything upside down, and you are a satanic witch Jezebel. And everything out of your mouth sounds like a witch because you are a witch, and you're looking like, you're starting to look like a witch because your body will embody what's in your spirit. If you are a satanic Jezebel, narcissistic, lying, cheating harlot, you will start to look like a witch because the spirit in you will manifest in the body, and you will embody what you are. Because your clay body is a vessel just like a pot on a turning wheel, the potter and the clay, and it will start to embody you, just like all the witches have these long noses, right? So what you are, your bitterness, your insanity that's contrary to the truth, will start to manifest in your clay body. No lie. I meditate on this for a long time, and it's true. They've always had somebody to enable their insanity. But when they start to get that yellow jaundice disease or whatever, they got to find somebody to take care of them. Poor pitiful me. Well, one day, Johnny Cash song, you can go on for a long time, but one day, God's going to strike you down. And if you chose the devil, you chose the devil instead of choosing God. It's your choice. You made the decision. You made your bed. Go lay in it. And don't expect other people to lay in the bed that you chose, especially the spiritually enlightened people, the 5D creatures who are born again. Don't expect us to take care of you. And don't expect us to feel sorry for you. You made the choice. You made the choice to worship the devil and to reject Jesus and the blood of his cross. You chose that. That's your path. Everybody chooses a path. If you think the devil's your friend, if you think the devil, if you think a little bit of money down here is your friend, if you think a little bit of money down here is your friend, when you hit the great white throne judgment, who's going to be your friend then? When you answer before God by yourself, who's going to be your friend then? You're going to be facing God by yourself. No devil, no mama, no daddy, just you.